Shalom Aleichem for the 27th day of Tevet. Mishnah Yomi is holding in chapter 3 of Ketuvot, Mishnah Hei. Ketzod shote be'otzitzo. What do we mean he drinks from his own flower pot, even if it's dirty? This is the Lashon in the Mishnah used at the end of yesterday, talking about the Me'onis, a man who forced himself upon a young woman, and now if both the young woman and her father agree, then they can force him to marry her. So what do we mean by this? Afilu hi chigeret, even if this young woman is crippled. Normally, if somebody, they arranged a marriage and the man didn't know any better, and then they went to go to the chuppah and finds out she's crippled all of a sudden, he can say, listen, I'm backing out. I don't want to go through with this marriage. In this case, this man forced himself on the young woman. He has no right to object. Afilu hi suma, even if she is blind. Vafilu haita mukat shchin, even if she has skin boils or some sort of issue that normally would be an objectionable issue for to go through with a marriage, he made his bed, he has to lie in it. Or as the Mishnah says, he needs to drink from his own dirty cup. Now the Mishnah contrasts this, nimsa ba davar erva, but if she does something that's erva in a riot, for instance, she cheats on this man, or she was not fitting genealogically to intermarry with the Jewish people. For instance, she's a mamzeret or a netina, as we've mentioned, are not qualified to marry the normal mainstream Jewish population. So the man does not have permission to continue the marriage. He would have to divorce her when he finds out, even though he's supposed to stay married with her because he took advantage of her. Shemar velotie leisha, because it does say she will be a wife for him. Isha hara'uya lo, but she has to be a qualified wife to stay with this man. So if she has some sort of physical defect, then he's stuck with her. He can't divorce her. But if it's a genealogical issue, an erva issue, then he would have to divorce her. On to Mishnah Vav, Yatoma, an orphan girl, Shinit Arsa Vinit Garsha. She had Erusin, the first stage of a Jewish marriage, but then was divorced from that. And this could also be a case where the father married off this girl at a young age, and the father could still be alive, but because she's been divorced from that marriage, we call her Yatoma because the father cannot then marry her a second time. Rabbi Elazar says, Hamefote Pater. If a man would seduce such a girl, he is Pater. The reason being her father's out of the picture, whether he's alive or not, he is no longer financially linked to this young woman since she's already been married and divorced. So she would get the knas. She would be entitled to the knas normally, but because it's pitui, it's a seduction, she went along, she did agree to do this physical act at the end of the day. So it's as if she's waived that fee because she agreed to it. Ha'onis chayev. If somebody takes advantage of such a young woman, he does have to pay her directly the knas, the 50 shekel fine. Yashar koach, zay gesund.